Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. Before we start, I want to pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time of worship that we're having. Thank you, Lord, that you are here with us. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you would anoint your word. I pray, Father, that it would penetrate the hearts that you need it to penetrate. In the wonderful name of Jesus. We're at part six of our current series of God's Love. And today we're looking in that same book as I was looking at yesterday, and that's 1 John and the fourth chapter. But today we're looking at verses 9 through 12. And this is what it says. It says, God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. This is real love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. Dear friends, since God loved us that much, we surely ought to love each other. No one has ever seen God, but if we love each other, God lives in us, and his love is brought to full expression in us. Those are very, very powerful words, beloved. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. You know, sometimes we just read those words. John 3:16 is the same. God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son into the world. You know, we look at those words, we read those words, and they don't penetrate, because we're not understanding fully exactly what God is saying to us through that word. But you see, God first loved us. It wasn't the other way around. We didn't make a decision that we are going to follow Christ, and then all of a sudden he started to love us. He loved us come what may. He loved us even though we were turning away from him. He loved us even though we were rebelling. He loved us even though we were sinning, and we were sinning knowingly. He still loved us. He still didn't leave us or forsake us. And God knew that the only way to make this possible, the only way to have a relationship with us, was by sending his own precious Son into the world. So that all we had to do, this is the only thing we had to do, we just had to believe in him. That's it. And what would our reward be? Eternal life. That is the gospel, beloved. All we have to do is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we will receive eternal life. That means that we will never die. We will never pass from this life and never be again. We will be living in eternity. But the amazing thing is this, beloved. Whether you believe in Jesus or whether you don't, you are going to live for an eternity. You are going to live forever. But whether or not you live with Almighty God, whether or not you live with Jesus, whether or not you are in glory, is entirely up to you. Because if you're not in glory, then you're in that other place. Oftentimes I've heard people say, you know, there's no such thing as hell. No such thing as hell at all. So why did Jesus speak about it so much? And when Jesus spoke about hell, eternal damnation. He wasn't speaking about it in an accusatory manner. He was speaking about it because he loves you so much, and it's the one place he doesn't want you to go. God showed how much he loved us by sending his one and only Son into the world so that we might have eternal life through him. Verse 10 says this. This is real love. I love that. I love John using those terms. This is real love. You see, quite often we will meet someone and say, I love you. But do you? Do you? I love you so much, you know. But do you? Imagine a man and his wife. And the man looks at the wife and says, darling, I love you so much. And she looks at him and says, well, I'm sorry, I no longer love you. How long do you think it will be before the man says the same? I no longer love you either. You see, our love is conditional. There is always a condition attached to our love. When we love one another, there is a condition. I will love you as long as you love me. But beloved, when God said, I love you, there was no condition. There was no condition at all attached to that love. It was unconditional love. The Greek word for that is agape. Agape love. No conditions. You can say to God, I cannot stand you any longer. Get away from me. I don't want to listen to you or speak to you any longer because of what's happened in my life. You can say that. You can get really angry. But what God will say is, I love you. And I will always love you. And that love will never end. That love will be there forever and ever and ever. And beloved, I tell you this today. There is no condition attached to the way that I love you. It is unconditional. And it is a free gift that I give to you today and every day. God's love is so powerful, beloved. And that's why John says, this is real love, verse 10. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as a sacrifice to take away our sins. God's love is awesome. God's love will always be awesome. You know, some years ago, I had the privilege of God's love pouring into my life in a very physical way for 7 whole days and 7 whole nights. It didn't stop. I recorded this in a book called O Love That Will Not Let Me Go, and I called it that because it was a love that wouldn't stop and would not let me go. You see, beloved, that is God's love for us. And when his love poured into my life, I was not deserving of it. I was not asking for it. I was not begging God to pour his love into my life. I wasn't doing any of those things. I was leading my life the way I was leading it, and it was going astray. It was going all over the place. And I believe that God thought, I need to do something now. I need to change his life. And that's what happened. Beloved, I want to pray for you again today. I want to pray that God's love would pour into your hearts and into your lives. And also, let me tell you that I'm not done with this passage. I will continue this on Monday. And we'll look at verse 11 and verse 12 of 1 John, the 4th chapter. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you pour your love onto your beloved now. Let them feel it. Let them sense it, Lord. I pray in Jesus' mighty name that from today you change their lives. Why? Because you first loved us. And I give you the honor and the glory and the power due your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.